Welcome to Season 4 of The Breakdown, the official podcast of the Breakaway Roping Journal and CalfRoping.com. This season, we're diving into both the breakaway and calf roping like never before, bringing you the personalities, successes, and horses that make these events great.
You can expect training tips from the top ropers, stories from the road, and industry news that goes beyond the numbers.
I'm Hannah Wheeler, your calf roping host.
And I'm Lillian Kent, your breakaway host.
And this is The Breakdown. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Tie Down Breakdown. It's your host, Hannah Mann. Today I bring you Bryce Dare. Bryce won the Cinch Roping Fiesta in San Angelo a couple weeks ago, starting the 2026 season with, I think, over 16,000 won. Bryce talks about how cool the Fiesta is, some of the heartbreaking struggles that he faced in the 2025 season, and what the 2026 season looks like for him. Without further ado, here's Bryce. To kind of kick things off, Bryce, why don't you just go ahead and introduce yourself and tell me a little bit about how you got your start in rodeo and that kind of thing.
I'm Bryce Dare. I'm a professional calf roper in the PRCA. I've started roping calves when I was about 9 or 10. I used to live up in Indiana where my parents moved down to New Mexico in 09. And then about 2010, 2011, we started getting into rodeo. We did sports and did 4-H, but rodeo started dragging us to doing what we love to do. And that just kind of kicked everything off. And then haven't looked back since. Just started doing all the junior rodeos, the summer deals, and then it progressed into junior high rodeos, high school rodeos, doing all the calf ropings, jackpots, and then it kept leading up into amateur rodeos, and just progressed until now. That's where I'm at now, doing professional rodeoing, and just that's how it really started.
So you obviously just won the San Angelo Roping Fiesta. How does it feel to kind of kick off the 2026 season that way?
It feels amazing. I can't thank the Lord enough. He blessed me in so many different ways. Starting off the year strong like this, I can't thank the Young family for letting me ride an amazing horse I did over there. And just, I can't really thank the Lord enough for how he's helped my career to get to this point and to start off the year like this.
How many times have you roped at the Fiesta?
This would be my third year. My first year, I qualified at Sweetwater, Texas at a roping for a junior match. I roped against Dylan Hancock. I won that match between us two, which led me to get a spot out there in the Fiesta, the big roping, roped out there. And it did had a, for the first time roping with being 17 years old out there with all the big dogs roping, I ended up in the short round and placed no money or anything, but placed down there, which was a real confident boost on that part, coming into doing what I want to do for the rest of my life. And this, I went to the qualifier the next 2 years, didn't have any luck, won the both second rounds in 2022 and 23. And then the year 24, I had an outstanding year in the PRCA standings. I ended up 17th, and that just got me into the Fiesta, which would be my second appearance outside. And then this year would be my third.
Okay, I see. So, I mean, the Fiesta is obviously a cool and historic roping. So it has to feel pretty special to add that win to your resume. Kind of talk me through what makes a Fiesta cool.
The Fiesta is, like you said, one of the pristine ropings of the year. It's been going on for years, and all the top guys throughout the years have competed there. It's just one of the one really cool ropings up for calf roping. There's not very many of them anymore. There's the Fiesta, Shane Hanchies, the Spicer Grip, but like they're one of the top tiers ropings of the year. So like be able to win that and put my name up with all the top guys that throughout the years past is pretty dang cool. Like I got the chance to talk to Mr. Chapman, Jeff Chapman over there at the Fiesta, and he's like, this roping's one of the toughest ropings, and I've got to win that maybe once or twice. I can't remember. I can't quite remember what he said, but he's like, I've come up runner up to winning it several times, and this one, this roping's a pristine rope, and it's a hard roping to do, but it's a really big accomplishment, and
for sure,
even cooler to even that part of doing it in the arena they just built for the new year of the rest of the Fiesta throughout the next years to come. You know, it's just pretty cool to accomplish that as coming in the new season, and plus the have a new facility that's even big. That's really cool as well. And then I don't know, it's pretty cool of that part of it, and it's one of the greater opens out there. Like all the best Definitely. Guys have gone there for years, so it's pretty cool.
For sure. So, I mean, this year looked a little bit different because of all the rain. So kind of talk me through how much effort the San Angelo team put into, you know, making the arena conditions good for you guys.
They worked their butts off. I can't thank them enough. The committee, the crews, they were up the night before trying to pack it. I've seen videos of it. Then the day of, I got some video footage of buddy of mine sending it to me, like at 6 in the morning, they're working at it. They've been, they had road graders in there, bulldozers, 3 different tractors running. They're hauling dirt, hauled out dirt. Like they worked their butts off to make sure that the ground is perfect. And I can't thank them enough for doing that for just a big roping like that, in which they understand, like you said, the Fiesta down there is one of the greatest roping, so that just proves even more that they care about how the ground is to for the ropers to compete in.
For sure. Walk me through your runs.
My first run, we got there, and I was warming up, and I had my brother, which was down there with me, helping me go look at the calves, and he took some videos of my first calf and then my second calf. And I had a little bull calf on my first one, and he looked really, really good. And my second one looked a little more brammerish, a little bit bigger ear, just looser skinned. It looked good, but my first run, I just made sure, like, they're walking fresh, so I had to see them all the way to the line and be patient in the corner, be up to the front, and do my basics of staying to the front, roping the neck, set my go up, and not panicking on the ground, sitting down, mashing, and getting my tie done and on him. And then my second run, I watched Tal Calhoun rope that calf, and he was amazing on the ground, this nice, easy loper, and I knew he wasn't going to be very fast on the second run. And I was like, see him about the same start all the way to the line, and I made try to make the same exact run, ended up being same time, 9.96 on both of them, which is pretty cool. On that part. And then short round came around, I was getting my horse ready, and my brother ran over there and looked at the calf, videoed it, and she looked really good, a little red brammer calf that I had to do the same thing, sear to the line, walking fresh on the short round. Just made sure to be patient, get to the front, set my go up, be on the ground, and string cross and sit down and mash on them, just because it is first run on them again on a new set of calves. So I just try to make the same run all 3 times, not panic, don't beat myself, and just be confident in myself every step, every moment of from when I hit the corner to put my hands up.
For sure.
taking a quick break to jump in here and tell you guys a little bit about roping.com. With a roping.com membership, you can get unlimited access to roping.com's comprehensive tie-down, breakaway, and team roping video library, and learn from world champions Caleb Schmidt and Shad Mayfield, as well as top trainers Logan Harkey and Justin Moss. Plus, you can binge hundreds of hours of live and archived ropings, including the Cinch Timed Event Championship and the Patriot Events, the legendary Spicer Grip and Mobetta ropings, and more.
So, I mean, winning the first round and then splitting the second round, you were the gunner coming into the final round. Did you kind of have a plan, whenever you backed in the box for the final round?
I just had the same plan. Just see my start, be up and aggressive and do my job. Just don't beat myself. Just go make my run and just go make a practice spin run like we've worked on all week, trying to make sure to in the practice spin. Practice been just making consistent runs every time and don't just get it down to a science in the practice pen, so when you come to the rodeos it's easy and it doesn't complicate things or anything like that.
For sure. You touched on it a little bit, but talk to me about the horse that you were riding.
I was riding a six-year-old mare. Her name's Bonnie. I got a phone call at the end of the year. A little backstory, I had a lot of horse trouble this year. Both my good horses went out, and my girlfriend was very gracious enough to let me ride her good horse, Tippy, Roan Gelding, and roped on him for about six or seven rodeos. And during Kennewick, he had an aneurysm and passed away in the arena on me.
Oh my gosh.
So that all happened and everything, and it was just rough year on that part and just trying to get through things. And like I touched on it a little bit, the Lord's been so gracious and blessed me in so many different ways. And when I got back home, the Young family got in contact with me and said, hey, we have a mare down here that probably is going to fit your style and be really good. And I went down there and started roping on her and instantly knew after first couple practice runs on her and taken to a couple different jackpots that she's going to be really good and fit. And that was her second pro rodeo to go to, basically. Went to Lubbock in that previous week, and she did really good. I was sitting pretty good over there. Didn't do my job on my third calf at Lubbock, and then came over to St. Angelo and just finished. Just had a different mindset and being more confident on that part, and she just did her job to the best of her ability. Got a little bit rattled, just being that big of a stage, but she did her job outstanding, and she's a really good mare, really good, and has a bright future ahead.
For sure. The world works in mysterious ways, definitely.
Yes, ma'am, he does.
What are your 2026 rodeo plans looking like?
Right now, headed next weekend, headed to Brawley, California, and Las Vegas, Nevada, and to start off the year like that. I ended up 38th last year, so I was trying to make sure to get in the buildings, and St. Angelo helped tremendously on that part of it, and I'm just gonna go out there and make sure to seal up the deal as well, getting to buildings. But after that, I probably go to all the winter rodeos and then be at it again in the summertime, hopefully be in the standings by December. Mm-hmm. Be ready to go to the Yale building.
Yeah, for sure. Are you planning on rodeoing any different this year than what you have in years past?
A little bit different. Have a lot more confidence myself that knowing what I can do. Mm-hmm. And being ready, and I've been out, this would be my third year being out there, and it's knowing which rodeos I like, which rodeos I don't like, and go to them with a same kind of mindset of being confident, going at them, keep mashing on the gas pedal, don't back off by no means. Just have more confidence in what I'm doing now, just my third year, and being ready to go, you know, if that makes sense. I don't know.
Yeah, it does. Talk to me about kind of, I mean, your rookie year was what, 23 then? 24. Okay.
24, and then this year's 25, my second year, and then this coming year's 26. Yeah.
Okay.
24.
Okay. So, I mean, you have kind of grown up in this, like, what everybody calls the next wave of, you know, calf roping history makers.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of talk about like the mental side that goes into that. Obviously, I mean, you've roped with some of these guys from probably, you know, junior rodeos. And it's tough. I mean, it's tough out there. So talk to me about like, you know, the mental toughness that goes into it and how you're preparing yourself to set yourself up for success and to hopefully, you know, get to Vegas this next year.
Just roping with these guys, like you said, I've roped with these guys since we've been in junior high school, growing up with them, and then coming into the pro rodeos, we're still roping against the guys that we looked up to as well, and just competing with everybody and how the roping has changed. It's everything's coming more and more to being more competitive, a lot faster calves, like on that part of it. Like, you just have to be on top of your game, like as best as you can. You try to go when you're home, try to do everything, be prepared as you can going to the rodeos, like getting ready for the winter rodeos. You just got back from the summer, being in the practice pen, getting back in the groove of that, getting working on the things that you didn't quite do last year, or critiquing the things that you did to making them better, faster, different things like that, and just roping with the wave of these guys is amazing, because our competitiveness, the athletes, the horsepower, all of it, it's just, you have to be on top of your game if you want to be in that top tier of roping with these people, these guys.
For sure. Do you feel like that there's like a mental toughness side that you've had to learn being out on the road the last 3 years?
100% there is. You have to be mentally tough. You have to be positive. You have to be like, you run one in the morning and run one that night, or in the 4th of July, you might run three in one day. And you just have to be focused on that one run you are on. And then if you do good or don't do good, you still have to be, get done with that run, focus on your next run. Like, you have to be prepared for every run, every situation, but can't focus on what you just did or what you're about to do on your next one if you haven't even hit the corner on the one that you're at currently. Sure. So you just have to be mentally tough on that, positive, be realistic on what calves you have, what you can do on this calf, like, different things like that. But mentally tough is you have to have that to be a competitor of any sorts, of from basketball, football, to rodeo. You have to have that mindset of being prepared and being confident in yourself and believing in yourself that you can do it every time, no matter rain, sunshine, wind blowing, or perfect conditions, you know.
For sure. How does, I don't know who you've hauled with, but how does, you know, your hauling partners play a role in that? Because, I mean, you are spending a lot of time in the truck with those guys. So, I mean, if you've got one sour apple, then it kind of ruins the whole rig, you know?
Right. No, hauling partners have a big factor into it. You got to have people that are supporting you and lifting you up every time. Like, I've been gracious enough to get in with a couple different guys that have been like that and help me through different things, and how I've helped them through different things, you know, just keeping them positive. Don't worry about it. Go to the next one. Like, focus on this one. Go make your run. Like, it's just that atmosphere of keep pushing each other. That iron sharpens iron. So more you push on each other, the better you are. Like, it's just that atmosphere is a game changer of who you're with and who you're hauling with.